Brain's Morning Madhouse. I'm Brandon Carter, and Brain are here, and we're talking with our fearless leader in Mexico live. It's Angie. Are you there?
I'm here, Brandon.
Now, Angie's with some very special friends she met in Mexico like only Angie can. Angie, introduce your friends for us.
Nathan runs the Woodstock Museum in Woodstock, New York, and one of the most interesting fellows our listeners will ever hear.
Yeah, I'm really far out, man.
Now, our listeners are very familiar with music, and they've been to a lot of concerts and a lot of festivals, too, but Woodstock is the one that started them all. I mean, Coachella, Lollapalooza, I mean, everything was all started with Woodstock. So why don't let's start with that. Why don't you tell us what you remember about Woodstock?
Well, I don't remember anything. That's for starters. They say if you remember anything, you weren't there. But that's not really true. In fact, I wasn't there. But I am a scholar on the subject, and we do have the Woodstock Museum. I wasn't there. My drill sergeant wouldn't let me go. I mean, this was not just a festival. You know, the media always talks about it, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, but there's also these other aspects here, you know, like a social revolution going on. That's why so many people in many ways were attracted to the festival, because of what the music was about.
And, you know, Woodstock is regarded as one of those social outcries and more than just a music festival, kind of like a movement, you know, kind of the voice of the time, right?
Yeah, we needed it bad, and we need it bad again. I hope the musicians start rising up and using the power of song to make change as we need it now, to wake people up, to make us know that we are what we make of it. Otherwise, somebody's going to make it for us, and it might not taste too good.
Now, Nathan, I know that when people hear Woodstock, they think of the festival, they think of the music, they think of the hippies and the mud, and it's really a lot more than that. Does the museum focus on more than just the festival?
We're also about Woodstock, the town, the festivals, and the notion, or the nation, the Woodstock Nation, which was a state of mind, which was all over the world, which was generated by this symbolic festival, the biggest rock and roll festival in all history, or even history. And, I think they were too big, but still, that there were three Woodstocks, you know, but the big one of 69 was the one that is mythological now. Everybody's looking at that as a symbol of an entire era.
Now, we briefly touched on that earlier, you know, how it was the voice of an era. But, you know, a lot of things going on in the world at that time, a lot of war protests, and a lot of people think that Woodstock was, in more ways than one, a gigantic war protest. How was that?
How was it a war protest? Well, hey, give me an F. for starters. What are we fighting for? You know, I mean, Country Joe was like a representative of that whole notion, because by 1969, the country was divided in half, okay? And there were a lot of us that went to Woodstock that really were into love and peace and cooperation, but our parents were into hate and war and competition, and it kind of divided the country in half in a big way, and a lot of us were standing up to it. You know, we had come out through the civil rights movement, made a little bit of progress, and now there were all this exploration of freedom, because we didn't believe anyone over 30, you know, so that was going down, and we had to find out for ourselves. What's going down? What's real?
Now, Nathan, no matter what Brandon Carter say, I actually was not alive during Woodstock. I didn't go to Woodstock either. But from everything I know about it, you know, the music was great, but it was just kind of a filthy, nasty mess. I mean, seriously, was everybody covered in mud? Like everyone?
Oh, well, Woodstock, I mean, the great common denominator for Woodstock is mud. I mean, there were three Woodstock festivals, and when we all ended up on the same playing field, in the mud, we were all equal, and we were all together, and we were all, not of different social classes or colors or anything. We were just there and ended up supporting each other in lots of ways.
I mean, that makes sense. We're all the same color when we're covered in mud.
Yeah, right. We're all black.
Now, no one can disagree that the music that popped out of Woodstock was nothing less of legendary. Let's talk about the music.
Well, the actual festival itself went on for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday morning Hendrix played. So the bookends were, you know, Richie Havens in the beginning on Friday late afternoon, and Jimi Hendrix at the end. Two very appropriate bookends. You know, one singing Freedom and improvising that, and the other one singing one of the most notorious versions of the Star Spangled Banner. Yeah, we have a may I just say that we have a multimedia show we show to the tourists that has the Star Spangled Banner. We put the visuals behind it, what was in our mind's eye when we were hearing that music. And it was a rebellion. I think Thomas Jefferson would probably be very proud of it, but it was very antithetical. Our parents hated that version of the Star Spangled Banner, but we loved it because it expressed all the emotions of the...
I think Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin would have got down with that.
Oh, totally hip. He thought we were supposed to keep these guys straight and rebel every generation. Otherwise, they're going to just walk all over us, as they have, the military-industrial banking complex. He warned us about all that stuff.
Nathan, I got to stop you right there. If we start that conversation, this interview will never end. But if somebody wants to find out a little bit more about Woodstock and the Woodstock Museum, how can they find out more?
We have a website, which is woodstockmuseum.org. or woodstockmuseum.com. That's the best way to see what's going on with the museum. And basically, it's about when we're open and what our events are.
That's Nathan with the Woodstock Museum, just one of the super friends. Our fearless leader, Angelica Love, has met in Mexico. Nathan, thank you so much for your time. If you can, keep Angie in line for us.
Yes, she's in line. I don't know about in line, but she's the greatest. And Angie is great. We love having her down here. A lot of fun, she and her hubby.
Thank you, Nathan.
Take care.